I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What a day. We got to celebrate with our friend Tuan Russell here. He is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Tuan played linebacker for the Hurricanes in the 90s. Played linebacker for the Dolphins, too. He's the athletic director at St. Thomas. Has the very successful Russell Education Foundation, a great charitable organization in South Florida. But this dude is South Florida born and raised. I mean, Tuan, you're a Cane, you're a Dolphin. You were chanting on social media last night. We all saw the video. It's great to be a Miami Hurricane. Talk about it. What does a trip to the national championship game mean to this Canes football program?
It's great to be a Miami Hurricane.
You haven't stopped since last night.
Man, it literally, I had emotions between wanting to run down the street, cry, like my wife sitting here like, she's laughing. My kids are laughing. But you know what? It would be one of the most memorable experiences that I've had in a long time. I mean, these kids deserve it. And when you look at a head coach that came in, I mean, people forget, it's just only 4 years ago that Chris Ball came in, and to have the vision and the cojones to say, this is what we're going to do. And then go off and pull it off and put this program in a place it hasn't been in over 20 years. That tells you what type of man he is. That tells you his belief in our university. And that tells you the type of people he brought in, because every single person he brought in, he says, hey, this is the vision. This is the destination. Don't join us unless you're trying to get there. And he's gone out and got the right people. And we're going to be walking into our own stadium January 19th to have an opportunity to do something that no one else has ever done in the world. And it's so exciting to be able to see his vision come to fruition. And I'm so proud of him, so proud of the program. And it means so much to South Florida, because there are kids right now who have never seen the University of Miami on top, and for them to feel that, it's just an amazing place to be as a program and as a Tri-County area.
And Tuan, speaking of Mario Cristobal, you say his vision. What about the identity or the toughness he brought to this whole, I guess, hell, the whole city, state maybe, of they ran for 519 yards combined in three playoff games. He told you what I'm about to do. You knew what was about to happen. Hawk even said it. Hell, I wanted to just run the ball the whole second half. You physically told Ole Miss, you are not tougher than us. We're going to whoop you for four quarters, and they did it. The identity of this team that he's implemented, and now you're seeing it at the highest level.
If you just take out the penalties, I mean, Ole Miss, I think, had two – I mean, I forget how many penalties. They only had a couple penalties. I mean, we had a whole bunch of penalties. If you just take out the penalties that the University of Miami had, on paper, we dominate them. We destroy them. And this team has really taken the personality of Cristobal. And Mario, I mean, the things that you see from Mario on the sideline, the, you know, pumping the fist, it's not, you know, contrived. It's not something he's just doing. He's showing you from his standpoint how he expects his team to play. Fierce, with energy, dominating. I mean, to see those DBs come downhill at the end of those games and start pounding on those wide receivers, they didn't want to catch the ball. To see that defense start to, you know, dig in and start saying, you know what, you know, they're a bend, not break, and start to play real physical. And, yeah, there's some long plays at the end of it, but to see our team dig in and figure it out, we haven't seen that in so long. There's been so many times that we've seen our team go the wrong direction in this moment. And that's how you know there's been a transformation, because 2 years ago, I remember, you know, I was like, my first year, okay, Mario needs 4 years. But 2 years ago, I remember jumping on the bandwagon, thinking, we're here, and we weren't. Now is you can see what he's talking about. He needed this time. He needed to be able to bring the people into this, into our school and mold them. And now they're taking the form of him. And you can see on the sideline all that energy and all that stuff that you see for him. It's not just false bravado. That's a grown man, Sam, leading men. And those men are going out and doing what they're being taught every day. And it's so exciting to see that stuff come to fruition. I am so excited to see what's going to happen in 10 days.
Hey, Twan, take me back to last night, because Carson Beck scores a touchdown. I think there's 18 seconds to go. And in two plays, they're at the 35. And then the Hail Mary shot, there's some you know, contact in the back of the end zone. How long did you keep staring at the screen and just waiting to make sure, just to make sure? Because I think I kept staring for like 25 seconds before I finally said, it's actually over, because we all have PTSD in that building.
It's funny you said that. I expected the push. I was like, okay, they're gonna. I expect them to get somewhere within, 40 yards of the end zone. They got a little bit closer than I had hoped, but then to see that now they're gonna throw this bomb. As they're playing the replay, my only saving grace is that the cornerback wasn't initiating the contact. He was backpedaling, looking at the ball, and the receiver was running after him. And that's what saved us. That's what saved us on the pass interference, because he didn't engage in the contact. The receiver was running into him. He had a hand out, kind of bracing himself with his eyes on the ball. But not very many wide receivers. I mean, not very many referees are going to call a penalty that late in the game, except for at Ohio State a few years back. But I stared at the screen.
It seemed like Bo Porter. That was his name.
Terry Porter.
Bo Porter used to be third base coach for the Marlins.
So I stared at the screen for a while just to make sure, though.
Yeah, I stared at it as well. Do you think that Carson Beck and Malachi Toney, coming off of last night's game, both of them now will be talked about the way we talk about certain Hurricane legends in certain moments? Again, I understand this wasn't the national championship game, but it was to get you there, and it was also to exercise the demon of the Fiesta Bowl. Malachi Toney with the touchdown before Carson Beck's, and then Carson Beck's drive with a little over 3 minutes to go. Are they now in the book?
I think they're being written. I don't think the story is being told. I mean, we still have another, game to go. So I think that the final story, the period after the sentence, will happen after the 19th. But I don't think that they're being written into the book, but the book hasn't been published. I think to be able to say that they are legends today scares me, because legends win championships. And for them, they're knocking on the door. And let's see what they do at the end of it. And they may have a legendary performance in that championship game, but I'm always concerned about giving something to somebody while they still have room to improve or not, because they can go into this next game and it not go well. But if they go into this next game and play the way they did tonight, I mean, it's going to be Carson Beck. It's going to be Malachi Toney. It's going to be a list and a laundry list of people that are going to be on that list. So I don't know if they're legendary yet, but I definitely know the book has been written. It just hasn't been published.
How about, is Carson Beck worth all the $4 million that he got paid to come to Miami this season?
I hope he had a bonus in there.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I don't know if that's legal. I hope you had a bonus. I mean, one of the best plays I've seen him make all season is that scramble at the end of the game. He ran into the end zone. I mean, those are the things that he saved for these big moments. he's ran more in the last, during this, the last few games during this, this time that he's done all season. So he saved those special things for the big moments, and he's shown a different side of himself. We all know he could run the ball, but he didn't do a lot of it. To be able to see him run and move the ball around and be the full version of himself, this is what we were waiting on, and I'm excited that he was able to do some of that stuff, at least last night.
Did you feel confident, Twan, when there was just over 3 minutes left and you knew that he was going to have to put together a drive, hopefully that wasn't going to end in a field goal, hopefully that was going to end in a touchdown, that he had 3 minutes essentially to bring them down the field and score a touchdown? Did you feel very confident in Carson Beck in that moment?
I felt it's funny you asked that question. I felt very comfortable. I felt very comfortable all the way up until we kicked the ball off after Carson Beck scored. I was nervous because we've all been there where we get into, the deeper defenses and the safeties are paying back, the linebackers are paying back. I was afraid of something, a throw, a toss, a pitch back, or something funky happens that, maybe somebody gets out. That's what I was nervous about. That was at the end of the game, the last 18 seconds, that's when I really got nervous. That's when I started to sweat. I was like, I couldn't take it anymore because now they have to play that way. But then somebody trips and falls. Now you got the miracle in, it's a miracle play in Arizona that we're going to have to live down. That's when I got nervous. But I had a lot of confidence that we were going to be able to get down the field. And we ran the ball. We threw the ball. I still say that. I mean, people don't believe me, but I still say that catch by Malachi Tony, that one-handed catch, if you slow it down, the front of his foot touched and the back of it rocked. I understand why they called it out, but just if you see an adjustment from the front to the back of the foot, that means the front of the foot was in bounds, but you have to have clear evidence that that he caught the ball, and, we didn't.
Yeah, that's one thing. It's dumb with that rule is that if the toe hits, you got to touch your toe and snatch it out the air real fast. Because if your foot continues to drop, now that's a silly rule. I've seen it twice. That's the second time I've seen it. The rule is crazy. But speak about catching, Twan. If them damn DBs would have caught them four interceptions, the game would have been 60-3.
That was crazy.
Man, that's crazy. I mean, they need to put some Velcro or some when I was a kid, we used to talk about putting
stick
chicken grease on our hand.
Stick them,
man. We couldn't. I'm from Lauderdale Lakes. We couldn't afford stick them. We used to talk about going to get some chicken grease and letting the chicken grease get real sticky on your hand. Now, I was a kid. I was a young man. I didn't know no better. But we used to talk about getting some chicken grease and going out there playing football.
You didn't go over to Sport Mart and get yourself a little jar of stick them?
Man, we had no Sport Mart in South Florida. Sport Mart. Sport Mart don't sound like it was. Where's Sport Mart?
That was in Chicago. That was like Dick's in Chicago. Sport Mart.
Yeah, we just got a Dick's. We didn't have Dick's until 2020.
Do you remember Stick'em, Solana? Or are you too young to remember Stick'em?
From the Little Giants, the movie.
No, that's fine.
Come on, guys.
Didn't a whole bunch of guys get in trouble in the NFL for Stick'em?
Yeah, because they used to literally wear it almost as gloves. They put so much Stick'em on their hands that you couldn't even see their hands.
Stick'em in silicone. Did they have silicone when you were playing? Were they sneaking it on their jerseys?
Yeah, the blue. They had the silicone. Then they had the stuff you put underneath the tape to stick the tape on. You could spray that on, and if you rub it together real, real hard and warm it up, it gets sticky. They gonna always find something, Twan. I didn't need it because I got Velcro hands anyway.
That's why you were on defense. Yeah.
Oh, they got smart. Anyway. They started testing jerseys and swabbing hands. They started doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, what a night. Twan, are you real quick, because there's also the Dolphins stuff going on. Were you surprised that Mike McDaniel was fired yesterday?
Man, I wasn't paying him. I love the Dolphins. Don't get me wrong. I didn't learn that until today.
Stop it.
I didn't. I promise you, I was so locked in yesterday, I didn't know nothing. I only focused on that game. I didn't find out until today. I'm not surprised, and I'll tell you why. We have tried it a couple different ways. We've fired coaches, kept GMs, fired coaches, and I think at some point you have to make a decision on what you want. And they and honestly, I don't know anything of what's going on, but my guess is while they're going through the interview process, as they're narrowing down the candidates, they probably have narrowed down either to a couple, and they've probably said, hey, I want to start over, and you might as well rip the Band-Aid off and keep it moving. But I do believe if you're in a situation where things aren't working, you got to completely start over. And as much as we like McDaniels, and he's a great guy, and people love his energy, sometimes to get to where you need to be, you got to make hard decisions with people that you like. So I'm not completely surprised that they did that. I'm not saying I think it's needed or not, but I'm not surprised that they had to make that decision, because at the end of the day, we are trying to win a championship. And if you bring somebody in, if they're going to build this program, they want to make sure whoever the leader is of those men on that field, that that person, their livelihoods are in line together, and there's no difference between the two.
Juan Russell, former Cane, former Dolphin, longtime friend of the program. Get us into your suite for the national championship game. All right, Juan?
Yeah, I'm just going to put it out there. If anybody needs someone in their suite, or they need someone to come hang out with them, me and my wife, it's only two tickets. You know, you can just let us know. I am looking. You know, I'm making phone calls. I have gotten some offers, but I'm not willing not to pay my mortgage to go to the game. So you guys let me know if anybody has some tickets. Let me know. I'm begging right now. A former NFL player, former Cane, you know, St. Thomas Aquinas High School. You know, you might want to
got the bona fides. You should be there. Should be there in a suite.
If I don't
you
go to
and
the
me,
game, I'm going
to have proud Hurricanes. You and me, Twan.
Hey, if somebody don't give me tickets, I may have to boycott some people. I don't know.
Any chance, if you do get two, you would take me instead of your wife?
You out your mind.
All right, see you, Twan.
You're not going to get me in trouble.
Mess up my happy home.
See you, Twan. We appreciate you.
Hey, God bless you guys. Take care.